Good morning, saints, friends, and family. I know there's some new faces here, and I appreciate that you're able to be with us this morning. Whatever it is that have brought you here, I pray that those that have entered into the waters of baptism and that of the Spirit partake of this ordinance today, and those that have not may witness this ordinance today. A little fair warning, I might tear up a time or two today. It's been an emotional 2 months for myself and my family. And I wanted to start by thanking this branch and the priesthood of this branch and the ladies of this branch for your support this past 2 months. For those that don't know, my wife did have a brain infection basically November and had surgery for that infection late November into early December. And it's been a long road to recovery. And while certainly this is my wife's testimony to bear one day, as she has led, we all shared in the healing and blessings that the Lord provided. From the priesthood that came in the early mornings, and late at night, to lay their hands on her head and offer that administration. And to the friends of this branch, or friends that we have in this branch that provided food and support, we are truly grateful. And most of all, we'd like to thank our Heavenly Father for the blessings that He has given to us at this time. You know, I can't say for sure why families or individuals have to go through trials, and certainly I can't say why some seem to go through harder ones than others. And you know, I definitely cannot say why some seem to be blessed more than others whose lives are spared or lives are taken. But I do know that the Lord will never give any of you more than what you're able to handle. Or if you feel that He does, you may call upon His name, as we in the church are in a unique position where He has promised to provide that comforter to each of us in those times of need. Perhaps one of the reasons that we go through trials or hardships is that the Lord wants us to remember Him, to call upon Him in times of need and despair. You know, if life were perfect and we had no worries, we had no hardships, we had no wants or needs, in this probationary state that we find ourselves and in this human state that we find ourselves, we would fail to call upon Him. And at the end of the day, isn't that truly what this gospel is? It's the testimony of Jesus Christ. It's the testimony of the one who came to this earth, who was born into a physical state, did the will of His Father and His will alone, through complete submission, and ultimately gave His own life so that you and I may one day have eternal life with Him. Submission and remembrance are two words or two reasons that bring us here this morning and that describe this ordinance that we are about to partake in. The partaking of the sacrament is a remembrance of the covenant which you have made when you entered into the waters of baptism at that age of accountability or after. In 1 Corinthians, we find the 11th chapter, 24 through 25. And when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me." And after the same manner, also He took the cup and He had supped, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in My blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of Me." And this is confirmed in the book of Luke, the 22nd chapter, verse 19. "And He took the bread and gave thanks and brake and gave it to them, saying, 'This is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me.'" And then likewise, to follow on in the 20th verse, "Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you.'" And finally, in the third Nephi, the 8th chapter, verses 40 through 43. "And this shall ye always do unto those who repent and are baptized in my name. And ye shall do it in remembrance of my blood, which I have shed for you, that ye may witness unto the Father that ye do always remember me. And if you do always remember me, ye shall have my Spirit to be with you. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. There are obviously more accounts of this commandment and this act that we have to confirm, this action which we are to partake about, this, which we are to partake this morning. And you know, saints, I pray that you have come in preparation, and it's of your own free will and your agency that you have to come and to reach forward your hand this morning, that we simply do not go through the motions of the sacrament. We have to submit ourselves to the will of our Father. If you stop and think about this word submission for a moment, I think that we do it and we see it around us without the fact that we always acknowledge it. In this branch, I think you would agree with me that we have some wonderful musicians and those with that type of talent. And if you were to ask them or talk to them, I imagine that they would say that they have submitted their time to learning that instrument or voice or whatever it might be that they are good at. But they have taken that time to study and to learn and to submit themselves to learning and to practice. And then one day, when they feel they are ready, they're able to stand and offer that performance. They remember all that they have done and learned in that moment, and then they share it with us. The same is true of probably the type of work that we do. And I think of maybe the doctors that are with us, Eric and his wife. And I think about the neurosurgeon performed the brain surgery on my wife. And certainly those individuals who have that title of doctor have perhaps submitted themselves to further study and giving up of their time. And certainly remembrance of those things which they have learned in order to be certified to practice in that field. And I and others here, I know, are very thankful for this. You know, it's certainly at those times that we pray, but at the same time, we hope that those that are taking care of our loved ones have done due diligence in their profession and would even have a glimpse of our Heavenly Father at that time. So you might ask yourselves, well, what happens if I don't submit or if I don't remember on a daily basis? And I truly believe that each of us goes through a conversion experience. And as you sit there, and I'm sure you're remembering your conversion experience or perhaps this experiences, or you think to yourself that maybe you haven't had one yet, which I promise you, you certainly will. And perhaps just because we are taught the truth, we see it here in this place, we see it with our parents and with our friends, we hear it and we practice it, doesn't mean that we are done. It is a constant battle and struggle. It is something that each day you have to deal with and I have to deal with. And this is why the Lord has seen fit for us to come together to remember this day, remember this covenant which we have made once a month. We all know the testimony of Alma the Younger that he gives to his son Helaman. If you would turn to the book of Alma, 17th chapter, I'd like to read some portions of this. And now, O my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth, and therefore I beseech of thee that thou wilt hear my words and learn of me. For I do know whatsoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and their troubles and their afflictions and shall be lifted up at that last day. And I would not that ye think that I know of myself, not of the temporal, but of the spiritual, not of the carnal mind, but of God. And now behold, I say unto you, if I had not been born of God, I should not have known these things. But God has by the mouth of his holy angel made these things known unto me, not of any worthiness of myself. For I went about with the sons of Mosiah seeking to destroy the church of God. And behold, God sent his holy angel to stop us by the way. In the sixth verse, and behold, he spake unto us as if it were the voice of thunder, and the whole earth did tremble beneath our feet, and we all fell to the earth. For the fear of the Lord it came upon us. But behold, a voice said unto me, Arise, and I arose and stood up, and beheld the angel, and he said unto me, If thou wilt not of thyself be destroyed, seek no more to destroy the church of God. And then skipping down to verse 9, And the angel spake more things unto me, which were heard by my brethren, but I did not hear them. For when I heard the words, If thou wilt not be destroyed of thyself, seek no more to destroy the church of God, I was struck with such great fear and amazement, lest perhaps I should be destroyed, that I fell to the earth, and I did hear no more. But I was racked with eternal torment, for my soul was harrowed by the greatest degree, and racked with all my sins. Yea, I did remember all my sins and iniquities, for which I was tormented with the pains of hell. Yea, I saw that I had rebelled against my God, and that I had not kept his holy commandments. Yea, and I had murdered many of his children, or rather, led them away unto destruction. Yea, and so great had been my iniquities, that the very thoughts of coming into the presence of God did rack my soul with inexpressible horror. O thought, that I could be banished and become extinct, both soul and body, that I might not be brought to stand in the presence of my God to be judged of my deeds. So I want to stop there for a second. So here, Alma the Younger says that he basically was worried that he would not be able to stand before his God to be judged of his deeds. He wanted just the opportunity at that point to be able to be judged of his deeds. That's how powerful this conversion experience or this testimony was to him. And skipping down to 16, Now as my mind caught hold upon this thought, I cried within my heart, O Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me, who art in the gall of bitterness and art encircled about by the everlasting chains of death. And now behold, when I thought this, I could remember my pains no more. Yea, I was harrowed by the memory of my sins no more. So that, in that statement in 16, from there he could remember his pains no more or his sins anymore. And oh, what joy and what marvelous light I did behold. Yea, my soul was filled with joy as exceeding as my pain. Yea, I say unto you, my son, there could be nothing so exquisite and so bitter as were my pains. Yea, and again I say unto you, my son, that on the other hand, there could be nothing so exquisite as sweet as was my joy. Have you been like Alma? Have you been better or worse? I know that none of us have been perfect. In some way, shape, or form, each of us has had to go or will go through an experience as Alma has. You know, saints, this is a fight or it's a battle that we are in. It's a constant struggle that we are engaged in. Has your battle been won or has it been lost? Have you experienced your testimony of Jesus Christ? Have you prepared yourself for this day or this hour? This chance to exercise your agency and stretch out your hand and remember that covenant with your Heavenly Father. To acknowledge that as you entered into the waters of baptism, you had hands laid on your head for a confirmation of the Spirit's after. Have you come in preparation of those things today? Are you willing to deny yourself now the things of this world that cannot be taken into the kingdom? Do you have aught against any person? Is your house in order? Do you make righteous judgments? Are you without guile? I know that's a tough one. Are you willing to truly enter into the depths of humility? Are you willing to give your whole soul unto Christ? And are you willing to enter into a covenant with the Lord to serve him all the remainder of your days? You know, those are a lot of questions that we pose to ourselves, and I know that you have before. And I know that's something that I struggle with. And I'm sure there's probably one or two that struggle with those things with me. But we have a promise from our Heavenly Father. He will not leave us. He will not depart from us if we call upon him. You know, I always enjoyed the testimony of Paul in 2 Timothy. And I will close with this morning. Chapter 4. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, and those who are out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall return into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid upon for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that love is appearing. Saints, I thank you for your kind attention this morning. And as we move on in this service to that of the ordinance of the sacrament, I pray that you will continue in that preparation to receive his Spirit.